With the $5 meal deal at McDonald's, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Price and participation may vary for a limited time only.
Welcome back to Scored Sports Podcast. On the host's podcast, Land Frank, we're now on episode 167. It's 167 episodes through, and I got an action-packed episode planned for you. We just wrapped up the NFL draft, NBA playoffs well underway, MLB, great season we're having there, and so much more. Stay tuned for action-packed episode 167. Let's hop into it. Let's start off episode 167, how you always do, with the headlines in the NBA. First thing in the NBA, let's talk about. We were going to be talking about my New York Knicks, the first thing in the headlines, winning the series against the Philadelphia 76ers. I intentionally waited to record this episode until after the Knicks were supposed to win that game 5. They were about 10 seconds away from doing it. Then some chaos, real chaos, happened, and it wasn't good at all. Horrible chaos ensued, and the Knicks go to overtime. Knicks lose in overtime to the Sixers. Really rough game. Going back to Philly now. Still have a 3-2 lead, but wow. What a comeback that was by Philadelphia. It's payback for what happened in game 2. But still, wow. That's all I have to say right there. Denver Nuggets win in 5 games. They own the Los Angeles Lakers. Nikola Jokic is still the best player in the NBA. And they're still the team to beat in the NBA. Denver Nuggets. What a great series that was. Oklahoma State Thunder. Thunder sweep the Pelicans. That's what 1 seed does. You sweep the 8 seed. They take care of business. That's what they need to do. And they did it right there. Take care of business. Oklahoma State Thunder. Boston Celtics, 1 seed over in the Eastern Conference, up 3-1 right now on the Miami Heat. Miami Heat, the team that beat them in 7 last year. Celtics up 3-1 right now. Leave your thoughts in that series. How will it end? Obviously, I think the Sixers win that series. Still a little bit interesting to think about right there. Pacers, they're doing great right now against the Milwaukee Bucks. Now, granted, Damian Lillard and Giannis Antetokounmpo are both out for the Milwaukee Bucks in Game 5, where they're down 3-1 already. So it looks like the Pacers are going to win this series. But that's not the focus I have. The focus I have is, what do you do with Doc Rivers? Does Doc Rivers really want to keep on coaching this team past this year? Because this year, these few months he's been a part of this organization, have been a massive headache. Does he want to keep on doing that? I say no, but he's on a 5-year contract. Not really his choice. Tough stuff right there for the Indiana Pacers. Orlando Magic, they looked like they were getting destroyed early on the series. Down 2-0, both games blowouts. Now they go back 2-2. We're in a great game 5 right now. It's a great series. Magic versus the Cavaliers. Winner will take on the winner Celtics versus Heat series. And the Los Angeles Clippers, that's the best playoff series right now. Clippers versus Mavericks tied up at 2-2. Great stuff going on in the Western Conference and Eastern Conference playoffs right now. So move to the NFL. We had an action-packed NFL draft weekend. To nobody's surprise, Caleb Williams went number 1 overall in the NFL draft. Great stuff right there. No top NFL wide receivers were traded. We didn't see T. Higgins get traded, Brandon Ayuk get traded, Deebo Samuel get traded. A little bit surprised to see right there, but about 20 wide receivers went in this year's draft class. Really deep wide receiver draft class, but again, surprised by none of those trades. A few surprising picks, a few head-scratching picks. We'll talk about that more later on in the episode. It's about for the news in the NFL. College basketball, to wrap out these headlines, transfer portal is open, and it's crazy, everybody. My Michigan Wolverines, Dusty May, they're building up a great squad, have one of the best transfer portal classes out there, and they're trying to make the Final Four after a tough year last year. Whole new team, whole new staff. I love it. That's power for the headlines this week. Now, take of the week. This week's take of the week, let's talk about the problems we have out in Los Angeles, strictly with the Los Angeles Lakers, everybody. Now, Lakers, everybody knows how their season ended, losing in 5 games to Denver Nuggets. And the issue is right now, what do we do with head coach Darvin Ham? Now, Darvin Ham is a good head coach. He was a good player in the NBA. He's a good head coach, good guy that I interviewed. I hope they keep Darvin Ham as their head coach. Now, do I think that happens? If I'm the Lakers, I would keep Darvin Ham. What I think they do is I think they get rid of him, and I think that'd be a massive, massive mistake. Now, I admit, Darvin Ham is not the best coach in the NBA. Not by far. Not even close to it. But you're not going to get somebody better right now than Darvin Ham. Run it back with Darvin Ham for 1 more year. Say you have the same result, don't make the playoffs, fine, fire him, get somebody great. Right now, there's nobody great to get. Nobody. So when you think about it, Darvin Ham in his first year as head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers makes it to the Western Conference Finals. Year 2 as head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers makes it to the Western Conference Playoffs and loses to that same team, Denver Nuggets, again. Nobody's beaten the Denver Nuggets in the past two playoffs. Nobody. So why do you expect Darvin Ham to do it? I wouldn't. Now, I admit, this roster does have a lot of issues, so it's time to address some of those issues. Last season, great stuff for the Lakers was that they had great depth. They had Austin Reeves, they had Rui Hachimura, they had Taurean Prince, D'Angelo Russell. All those guys took a step back this year instead of taking a step forward. Now, one team in the NBA that definitely needs to take a step forward, maybe even a step back, Phoenix Suns, say, okay, we have all these great superstars and we got swept. We had a terrible playoffs. Timberwolves beat us to it. Great playoff series they had. We need a reset. Let's trade some of our guys. Now, I don't think they trade Devin Booker to the Los Angeles Lakers. I don't think they would trade Bradley Beal to the Los Angeles Lakers. Kevin Durant is not going to put up with one more year in Phoenix. He got traded to Phoenix because at the time, Phoenix was the big thing in town. Oh, Suns, they're going to get Kevin Durant. Now it's like the Suns, what do? They have no plan for the future unless they trade some of these superstars, notably the best superstar, Kevin Durant. Here's my plan. All those role players that I just mentioned for the Los Angeles Lakers, trade them, get Kevin Durant, get a few first-round picks. Phoenix Suns, it's a good deal for both teams. Running back the next year, you're going to have LeBron James, Anthony Davis, Kevin Durant, Brian James off the bench, and a few other good players in this team, and you're back to championship status, and Darvin Ham better be your head coach. So bring Darvin Ham back and go all in for KD this time, and that's my take of the week. Leave your thoughts in the comments. Now, top five. This week's top five is the top five best moves in this year's NFL draft. The top five head-scratching moves. That leaves me thinking, what were these teams thinking in this year's NFL draft? Let's hop into it. Number five, the Patriots drafting Joe Milton. Now, for me, this is a head-scratching move. This is a lose-lose situation, but not for the reason you think. Joe Milton went to Michigan. I'm a no Joe Milton hater. Okay, I admit to you right there. Joe Milton is probably one of the best practice football players in the whole entire game. Whole entire game. Why? He can throw a ball 80 yards. Probably the biggest cannon in the whole entire sport, whole entire world. He can throw a ball 60 miles an hour, and he can look great in practice seeing his receivers. Put him in a real game, and things are different. And I'm also not the biggest fan of drafting two rookie quarterbacks, because you know what's going to happen? You know what's going to maybe ruin Drake May's career? Drake May gets picked number three. He makes $20 million his rookie year. Joe Milton gets picked whatever, 200-something. And people are going to say, well, last Patriots quarterback taken in this round was Tom Brady. Last Patriots quarterback to do as well was Tom Brady. Drake May is going to start thinking, well, I'm going to be compared to Joe Milton every day in practice now. And when Joe Milton, number 250 pick, has a better practice than number three pick, that's going to start creeping to my doubt, get some doubt going to me, get some bad things happen to me. Joe Milton's a great practice player. I don't think he's going to be a quarterback in the NFL much longer. Maybe it'll be a tight end. Maybe it'll be a different position. But for now, he's a quarterback. And you have two rookie quarterbacks, which I hate, especially having Joe Milton and Drake May. I'm telling you, that's going to happen. Watch out for it. Five, Patriots head-scratching move, drafting Joe Milton. Some think it's genius. I think it's stupid. Four, this one, another one probably people think is genius. I think it's stupid. The Raiders drafting Brock Bowers. Okay, Raiders walk out of this draft. Absolute losers, in my opinion. Six quarterbacks go in the first 12 picks, and the Raiders are left without a quarterback. They're going to have to roll out with Gardner Minshew next year. And that's okay. You can wait till next year to get a quarterback. But what I would do is, okay, there's no quarterback. We got unlucky. None of them fell to us. What do we do now? Do we panic, and do we take the best player available, Brock Bowers, when nobody's there throwing the ball? We already have a good tight end, Michael Mayer, who we took in the second round last year. Or do we trade this pick, trade back, get a second-round pick this year, and get a first-round pick next year, get both those things, and walk out of here winners this draft? Or do we panic and take another tight end, take a tight end in the first round this year, when we already have one that we took in the second round last year? It's stupid. It's dumb. I hate this pick right here, but Raiders, I love Brock Bowers as a player. It's not a good fit. It's not a good pick. Raiders should trade the pick. That's number four for me right there. Bowers to the Raiders. Raiders came out Thursday night losers. Big losers. In my opinion, that's number four. Number three, this is a big winning move, in my opinion. A great move by Kansas City Chiefs drafting the next Tyreek Hill and Xavier Worthy. Xavier Worthy's game was not meant for college football. It's meant for the NFL. He's got the blazing speed. Can run any route you want to. Even though some people can only say he runs go routes. I think he can run any route you want him to. Xavier Worthy going to the Chiefs. That's a great move. Trading up with the Bills. Bills, I don't get what you're doing right there. But Xavier Worthy, first round value, pick number three. I love it right there. Number two, a lot of people are going to hate on this pick. Broncos taking Bo Nix. Now, originally, I was thinking, oh, Bo Nix at 12? I don't know. When I started hearing about it, when I started hearing about what Sean Payton loves about Bo Nix, what Sean Payton did with Bo Nix this offseason, what Bo Nix did his whole entire college career. He is the most experienced out of all these guys. Now, Michael Penix was in college for 6 years with injuries. Bo Nix had one season-ending injury, and that was his junior year at Auburn. Bo Nix played 5 years in college football, has the most starts in college football history, has a good arm, good enough arm, good enough player in the NFL. And hey, maybe it was too early to take Bo Nix, but Sean Payton has that horror story of the Chiefs trading up and taking Patrick Mahomes and him missing out on a generational prospect. He didn't want that happening again. I like this move right here. Bo Nix over to the Denver Broncos. You know what the number one move is. The number one worst move of this year's NFL draft and the boldest move this year's NFL draft. Michael Penix Jr. going over to the Atlanta Falcons at pick number eight. Why do you sign Kirk Cousins to a four-year contract? 4 years you're getting to Kirk Cousins. 4 years. Okay, Kirk Cousins injury prone. I get that. So is Michael Penix Jr. I don't get this pick at all right here. I had a third round grade on Michael Penix Jr. He's the number eight pick in this draft. Number eight. You can get him at pick 32. You can get two first round picks in the process of that trade down. Two. Now, we'll take Michael Penix Jr. at number eight. Horrible pick. Horrible draft by Atlanta Falcons. This ruins it for me. That's my top five. Head scratching and good moves this year's NFL draft. Leave your thoughts in the comments. Now, did you know, this week's Did You Know, it's a great one. Did you know James Harden is the only player in NBA history to have more free throws made than field goals made? Didn't know that? Leave down in the comments. Only James Harden has more free throws made than field goals made in NBA history. Know that? Leave down in the comments. It's back for Did You Know this week. Now, let's put on my GM hat. For this week, the team I'm going to be the GM for is the Phoenix Suns, and we're going to fix this franchise when they're in deep, deep trouble right now. Let me take you back to 2020. 2020, Phoenix Suns, up-and-coming team, a few bad years, they go to the bubble, Monty Williams, boom, great time in the bubble. They miss the playoffs, but boom, great time in the bubble. 2021, they make the NBA Finals, they have a 2-0 lead in the Milwaukee Bucks, and they lose that series 4-2. Okay, 2022, they win 60 games, we're on track to be great. They lose in six games, or seven games, to the Dallas Mavericks in an embarrassing Game 7 loss right there. Then last year, things fall off the brakes horribly, and they say, okay, we need something to fix. And they went big. They traded Chris Paul. They got Bradley Beal. Now, boom, we got Bradley Beal, we got Kevin Durant, and we got Devin Booker. This year's going to be great. This year went horrible. Horrible for the Phoenix Suns, and they ended up with the number 7 seed. And it went terrible the whole entire playoffs, getting swept, as most people expected. Frank Vogel was a terrible hire. Matt Ishbia, the new owner, is trying to do some things, but it's not necessarily working out. So my thought process is, when you fire great head coach Monty Williams, you're going to have to fire a head coach Frank Vogel, two head coaches in 2 years. It's time to fire someone else, the general manager, when something like that happens. They didn't need to trade for Kevin Durant. It was a rash decision. You didn't need to get a broken down Kevin Durant and trade Mikal Bridges and Cameron Johnson, maybe the glues to your team and a bunch of first round picks. Now your team has no future. No future at all. You're going to have to move on from Kevin Durant. You know what's going to happen? You're going to say, whew, we'd trade Kevin Durant. Maybe we'd get somebody like Mikal Bridges. No, because the Brooklyn Nets never want to do that. Mikal Bridges is almost too much value now for trading Kevin Durant. Maybe he goes over to the Los Angeles Lakers like I brought up earlier in this episode. But my plan for the Phoenix Suns is, let's go full rebuild. Let's fire Frank Vogel. Let's get a new head coach in there. Maybe we hire a new young head coach, someone who's never been a head coach before. Franchise cornerstone, one of the best franchise players ever, Devin Booker, you're gone. From Milwaukee, let's go back to Milwaukee. Let's pick up Damian Lillard. A duo I've always wanted to see in the NBA is Damian Lillard and Bradley Beal. Bradley Beal is way too big of a contract that nobody's going to want to take on right now. Keep him. Damian Lillard, Bradley Beal, pick up a nice big man. You got a solid squad for the next 2 years, and you restore your first-round picks. Maybe you have a new GM. Maybe you have a new head coach. But Damian Lillard, Bradley Beal, things obviously aren't working out. Damian Lillard in Milwaukee. Devin Booker in Milwaukee. Playing with Giannis. Sounds good to me right there. It's about for my GM hat this week on what the Phoenix Suns should do this offseason after a horrible, horrible NBA season this year. Now, let's circle around the bases there, buddy, in the MLB. First thing in around the bases, MLB thinking about redoing the uniforms like everybody is begging for them to do. Nike and Fanatics did a horrible job. Now, City Connect uniforms, my New York Mets City Connect uniforms, they're looking pretty great. But for the actual fonts, the actual sizes, everyone's saying it looks like a jersey giveaway. Every single jersey that the players are wearing, hats are bad, jerseys are bad. MLB Nike working to fix it for next year. Big news right there in MLB. Jackson Holliday, top prospect who everyone loves to see, number one pick, sent down to the minors, and that's pretty bad for his career. When you're the number one pick and you get sent down, Jeter never got sent down. Judge never got sent down. Some of these guys never got sent down. You think Ken Griffey ever got sent down? You think Babe Ruth ever got sent down to the minors? No. But Jackson Holliday? Oh, he got sent down to the minors. Pretty bad for his career right there. I see on the path of Jared Kelenic. Jared Kelenic, top prospect, gets called up too quickly, has a terrible debut, terrible few games, and then gets sent down. Kind of spiraled into a role player in his MLB career. That's what happened with Jared Kelenic. Hope that doesn't happen with Jackson Holliday, but I can see it happening right there. Jack Flaherty made his comeback today with the Detroit Tigers. Jack Flaherty, at one point in his career, was a Cy Young candidate, was an ace for the St. Louis Cardinals. Then he went over to the Baltimore Orioles, had a really bad year. Went over to the Tigers this year, had a great outing today. 7 innings, 1 hit, 14 strikeouts, one of the best starts all year. Let's give it up for Jack Flaherty. Great stuff right there. A former MVP, 2020 MVP, Jose Abreu, doing horrible now in the MLB. Just got sent down to Class A ball, rookie ball, maybe to get his mechanics figured out because he's batting not 499, not 399, not 299, not 199, 0.99. Less than 1 out of every 10 times he's getting a hit. Horrible stuff from the former MVP on the Astros. He gets sent down to even below the minors. Rookie ball right there. Paul Skenes still has a 0.54 ERA in the AAA, but they're not rushing him. See what happened with Jackson Holliday. Pirates, pretty good start to the season. They don't need to rush him. I like this move right here by the Pirates. Keep Paul Skenes in AAA till he's ready, till you're ready to call him up to the bigs and have him be the ace of this league for the future. Not just the ace of this team, the ace of the league, and that would be Paul Skenes. Could definitely be there right there. Last thing in around the bases, Houston Astros goes to Jose Abreu. Struggling right now, big losing record, 10 games under 500. Will the 2022 champions figure it out anytime soon? Leave your answer in the comments. Now let's do something we haven't done in forever on this show. But I love doing this segment, everybody. Mirror Images. If you don't know what Mirror Images is, it's where I compare an NBA team to an NFL team. This is not off geographical location. This is not off team history. It's about where this team is right now and how they stack up with each other. Mirror Images, NBA, NFL. The Oklahoma City Thunder are the mirror image of the Detroit Lions of the NFL. Let me talk about it here. Oklahoma City Thunder, built through the draft. They get a few diamonds in the rough. Diamond in the rough trade, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Not many people expected him to be the superstar he is today. Chet Holmgren, another great pickup at pick number two. Kind of like the Lions got that great pickup with Aiden Hutchinson at pick number two. Get a few diamonds in the rough. Lugeon Stort, that's Brian Branch for the Lions. Jalen Williams, caught Sam Laporta for the Detroit Lions. Love this thing right here. Thunder and Lions. Young teams, home developed, both doing great in their respective leagues. Thunder, the mirror image of the Detroit Lions. Next mirror image, the Carolina Panthers, the mirror image of the Detroit Pistons. You want to know why? They're both horrible, and they both make very bad draft decisions. Cade Cunningham, number one overall pick, wasn't a great decision. Yet again, that isn't a great draft class. But still, Cade Cunningham, injured usually. When he's playing, he's great, but he's injured, and this team hasn't done much in the past few years. Panthers, still some good pieces. Again, both these teams have pieces to begin the future, but right now they're not. They have Bryce Young. Let's see how his career can pan out. But again, Bryce Young, Cade Cunningham, mid first overall picks, in my opinion. Panthers, Pistons, they are each other's mirror image. Celtics and the 49ers. Every year, these teams will either make it to the championship, finals, or Super Bowl, or they'll make it to the conference championship, conference finals, the conference championship, and they'll both fail time in, time out. Celtics are always on this list. Niners are always on this list. They're each other's mirror image, in my opinion. Suns are exactly like the Buffalo Bills. Again, 2 years ago, both these teams, they were the hot new thing. They had the hot new superstar. Suns had Devin Booker. Bills had Josh Allen. Bills had Stephon Diggs, the veteran to go with Josh Allen. Chris Paul was the veteran for the Suns to go with Devin Booker. Both those guys are gone now. Devin Booker looking for a co-star. Josh Allen looking for another co-star. Both these teams in some terrible cap depth. Both these teams, bad draft futures. Not that many great picks coming up. Bad future for both teams, in my opinion. Suns, the mirror image, the Bills. Let's go. Suns, Bills, mirror image. And the last one, the best team in the NFL, is the mirror image of the best team in the NBA. Chiefs and the Nuggets. Low market teams, Denver, Kansas City. But they've got the signature superstars, Mahomes for Kansas City, Jokic for the Denver Nuggets. It's about for mirror images this week. I haven't done mirror images in a while. Glad to bring it back. Mirror images, NBA, NFL. What are some mirror images you see? Thoughts on that in the comments. Now, at the buzzer, I don't want to drag this on too long. I just want to make one statement very clear. The super team in the NBA is dead. You can no longer build a super team and expect to win. Look at the Phoenix Suns. Look at the Los Angeles Lakers. Look at the Brooklyn Nets. When was the last time a super team worked out in the NBA? It's been a while. Denver Nuggets, they drafted Jamal Murray. They drafted Michael Porter. They drafted Nikola Jokic. Golden State Warriors, the champion before that. They drafted Stephen Curry. They drafted Klay Thompson. They drafted Draymond Green. Milwaukee Bucks, they drafted Giannis Antetokounmpo. The super team, again, is dead. Not saying you can't get superstars and win. I'm just saying it's going to be tough for everybody. That's about Forgot the Buzz this week. The super team will no longer work for you in the NBA. Can't expect to put three stars who are all good at offense on the same team expected to work. Why do you think Team USA struggles in the Olympics? Super teams don't work great together. Team USA, yes, they still win the Olympics, but they're not always putting up the greatest points. Remember how much of a struggle it was in the 2021 Olympics for Team USA to beat France in that final, to win a few other games. That's about Forgot the Buzz this week. The super team is dead, everybody. About Forgot the Buzzer. Now, the best for last question day. This is question day. Is if the NBA had a redraft and you have the number one pick in the NBA redraft, you take any player in the NBA, who are you selecting? I think a lot of people would say Anthony Edwards. Some would say Victor Wembanyama. I know that's who my pick would be. Some would say Jokic. Maybe some would go crazy, say LeBron and Kevin Durant. But those guys wouldn't be great for the NBA redraft. You got to think ahead for the future, everybody. So if you were to have the number one pick, you could take any player in the NBA and put them on your team in a redraft, who would it be? That's part of question day this week. That's part of Squirt Sports and Lane Frank, episode 167. Thank you for tuning in. Follow Squirt Sports on Instagram, at Squirt Sports. Follow Squirt Sports on X, at Squirt Sport. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review for the best sports content in the world. Be back here next week, episode 168. Stay tuned.
Let's say your small business has a problem. Like maybe one of your doggy daycare customers had an accident. You might say something like,
doggone it!
Hi, Chihuahua!
Holy schnauzers!
But if you need someone who can actually help, just say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And get help filing a claim from your local State Farm agent. For your small business insurance needs, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.